Hey, what's up, y'all? Your Front Row with Jackie Rowe. And I actually had another guest that I was actually getting an interview, but this came up and I think it's a very important topic. Meanwhile, I had Blue Pill on the line. You know, of course, you know, guys, I have to do this via telephone, so please bear with me. Hope you can hear the clarity and the severeness of how this is so important because we're talking about our youths. What's up, Blue Pill?
Peace. Greetings, Jackie. How are you?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
I am doing amazing. All praises due.
Wonderful.
First day of summer, you know, the sun is out. And summer is normally a very tumultuous time for the youth, you know, in our community. Summer is indicative of a very active energy, you know, a very aggressive, active, whole lot of energy to do with it. So we want to speak about, you know, being there for our youth in the summer, you know what I'm saying, intercepting and interceding on their behalf. And one of the most important things that I found out, you know, by going into our communities, dialoguing with the youth, is they just want to be heard.
Exactly. Exactly. You very know? Much so. And that is a conversation that I want to bring to everyone's attention today, that, you know, it's well and great that everyone is out there activating and talking about these things, but we want to do something together, meaning me, you know, Blue Pill, that's this society. We want to start engaging into camps, taking them, like if you were watching Blue Pill the other day and you saw him, what was the name of that ceremony you did with the moon? I don't want to misspell anything.
Yeah, it was the Supermoon Magical Meditation Ceremony on Stone Mountain.
Right. And so we would like to do that with the youth stem. You know what I mean? Because one of the things that we found out, the youth stem, like he said, want to be heard and they want to be a part of certain things. And of course, I'll share that with Blue Pill later. On Father's Day, that's what I spent my Father's Day doing with my son and my grandson. There's been a church on the corner of our neighborhood for almost 18 years, and they were getting ready to take it and make it a condominium. But one of the activists said that, you know, let's get this and make this into a community center. When I looked through the window on Father's Day, I saw horses in front of my neighborhood, putting the things that you see in a Caucasian area. And I met with the activist lady and another black lady, and was a white lady. She was like, yeah, she showed me a brochure. What they're going to do is put a recording studio in there, a soul food restaurant, computers, different activities to show the kids and maybe taking them on camping trips or whatever have you. But that's what we need more of. We don't need more buildings. We need more of community activists, kind of like centers to try to help these kids to get them to another level. So this what this conversation today brings us to talk about is being more in hands with these youths, taking them on these trips. I would love to see Blue Pill do something like this, take the youths them up on the mountains or in some type of forest to do some type of, you know, just getting close to them and understanding their views and what's in their minds and making them feel a part of not only the world, but also nature.
You know, in their relationship to nature, when we were growing up, we only had the fresh air fun. And, you know, when people would take the bus trips and we would go to Bear Mountain.
Yeah, my mom used to do a lot.
Yeah, they don't even get that no more. They don't even go to amusement parks.
Yeah.
You know, very rarely do they get out the city. So we want to get them into nature, science improvement, and nature stress reliever. It helps lower pressure, you know, any stress factors, any inflammatory issues. You know, it also helps against cortisol levels.
Mm-hmm.
There's a thing called forest bathing. 15 minutes in the forest can do more to alleviate stress. And this is all medical research that's, you know, scientifically provable just with a Google search. So this is medicine, and our people, they say, are experiencing pressure, PTSD, unlike any other group. So if we're not having open conversations with these children about what they psychologically went through in the last 2 years based on the pandemic, you know, we're just taking our children for granted just to think that there's a level of normalcy that they experience going through all of that trauma. Nobody talks to them and be like, yo, how did this affect you?
Hmm.
you know, but the research has shown that statistically there's been an increase in stress, anxiety, and depression. The acronyms are SAD, and that also coincides with the standard American diet. They stayed at home and they ate more, so they're even more stressed.
Big time.
You know, because they have more hormones, they have more sedentary, meaning that they're not moving. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So these chemicals are affecting them differently. The suicide rate is through the roof right now.
Oh, my God.
And it's impacting melanated and brown children especially. And the biggest percentage is amongst female Army vets, right, from the military. They're going through 22 suicides daily.
Wow.
Yes. And this is based on PTSD and unspoken rape trauma. Right? That's what's not being spoken about, is the stress and the pain that they are undergoing based on the stress, the rape that takes place in these institutions that doesn't get talked about.
You know, this morning I had a conversation with someone that I haven't spoken to a long time ago, and they were like, Jackie, there was a kid in your neighborhood that jumped through the window a couple days ago. They said, you know her, his mother, right? I said, what? It just cold messed me up.
Jumped out the window?
Jumped out the window. Like, it's coming from hanging now to jumping out the window. What could be so bad? But we don't know. And I shared this with you. And I said, you know, my grandson is 13 years old, and I had to take a step back because I had to kind of look and evaluate that he was going through some things. He lost a friend that he was playing football with, 2019. The little kid, his mother was cooking fish. That made the news and everything. Like, you know, was cooking fish, and he caught an asthma attack and just died from the smell of the fish in the house, you know?
Wow.
So that messed him up. And then, of course, his uncle losing a couple close friends. And these close friends, even though they were outside in the neighborhood, in the community, you know, you have some of these dudes that when they walk into their homeboy's house and they see a little kid, they become friends with them. You know what I mean? They get close to them. And if they're playing a game, they pull up a chair and play the game. And so a lot of, you know,
they be there for them.
Yeah, you know, yeah. And, yeah. And then unfortunately, these was his uncle, my youngest son, Antonio. You know, these was his friends. And they passed away. So we never knew how much of a trauma it had affected my son, my grandson, until he told us. I said, whoa. He told
That's
us,
right.
Yes, it messed him up. He said, you know, the way he loved it. Oh my God, Ralph was, it's crazy. He loved him so much. He said, Nana, meanwhile, everybody was doing stuff. Ralph will come, you know, before he get to Uncle Room and sit down with me and talk to me and play the game with me. And I said, look at that. Those little open void
right.
that we might miss. You know what I mean?
Those be those moments. Those be those people that make the biggest impact and an impression on an impressionable mind.
Exactly.
Right? When they're going through developmental, you know, stages.
Just needing someone to talk to. Right? Yes.
Yeah.
Just needing
because
someone to talk to.
Everybody wants to be heard.
Yes. They sure
so
do.
That's the main point. From grown folk to children to babies even. Right, they'll scream until you pay them attention. They just want to be heard, even if you don't know what they're saying.
Yes,
so
just comforting.
This is something that we grow up with, right?
Mm-hmm.
This nurturing need, this dependency that we have as human beings to be dependent, right?
Mm-hmm.
We are not the most complete creatures that we think that we are. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were made with a divine design, but we also were built in with a vulnerability called dependency.
Sure, for real. That is 100%.
There are other animals that could be born in the wild and they will survive on their own, not humans.
Hmm.
We all need one another, you know? So we went through something traumatic when we had to be, you know, apart from one another by force. You know what I'm saying? We had to be socially distanced.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's not a natural human thing that people would volunteer themselves for. That can only be forced on you, and it has psychological effects, and we're seeing them in real time. So I don't want people to be blind, you know, to what they're seeing. You have to engage, especially when
yes.
it comes to the youth, because, you
just stop and talking to them, not to cut you. Just stop, you know, don't turn the cheek. This is what we do sometimes when we see a kid that's unruly. The majority, I would say, of society will stop and say, hey, young man, like, I just saw a video on Instagram this morning. Three ladies were walking, and I don't know what it was about, but the camera just caught the guy knocking one woman bow. You saw it? Knocking the other lady and knocking the other lady and then saying something. And, you know, when I read the comments, they were saying it was a shame, you know, all this other stuff. But I don't know why. I just can't for the life of me understand the anger that a man could just feel like he could just sit there and hit a woman. You know what I'm saying? Like that. Like,
I mean, we also want to be aware of the fact that, you know, because there is this level of stress and it's this level of depression on the planet, there's also more of a susceptibility for people to be walk-ins for spirits. Mm. So there's a possession level that is unprecedented right now. I witnessed it when I was in New York in late 2020.
Mm.
You know, and it wasn't always, it's just not just manifesting itself to people that are dealing with mental institutions and mental issues or dealing with, you know, different levels of pharmaceuticals. You feel me? This is also a spiritual thing.
Yeah, because I actually start to see a lot of more mental people than before. Before we saw more of the crack era people. But now you're seeing a wide range of people walking around talking to, you know, really, you know, you're like, wow, that's so-and-so. Yeah, he, you know, you think he's on some type of drug, but some, you know, you ask somebody, and no, they said, nah, he just bugged out like that.
Yeah, they just not in their right mind. And that's going on. And I travel the country, and I have people to travel the world, so I'm able to gauge, you know, things that I see. Especially when I see patterns, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm aware, I'm conscious, I pay
full attention
to what's going on in my environment, and I ask a lot of questions.
Right.
So, yeah, since that Travis Scott situation, since they opened that portal, you know, there's been an energy on this planet running rampant that is easily identifiable for those who know what they're looking at, you know what I'm saying? And especially us, all right, who are adept at scripture and other books, you know, do we know how to tell the time? We know what we're looking at. We know what this is.
Mm-hmm.
We know the times that we in, and we still have to be clinical surgeons, even in the midst of a battlefield, even in the midst of wartime, you know what I'm saying? The medics still operate. So we still got to do our work. You know what I'm saying? We still have to protect the women and the babies. We still have to, you know, always look at the youth and remind ourselves that our victory, you know, it exists in it and them.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
There could be no victory without them. So we have to just take time. And
we really
get the world is at war. That's what they keep telling us. It's time for us to go to war for our children.
Absolutely.
If there's some knuckleheads, if there's some institute, if there's a fucking gang, if there's anything standing between us and our children to say, yo, I'm a survivor, I'm a trauma survivor, I do not want this for my babies.
That's right.
Ain't no gang finna be raising my child and turning my baby out to do what?
Right.
You what? Niggas had enough time to show and prove what you came here to do. And it's nothing but cause confusion.
Only big
y'all
time.
Need a hug.
Yep.
All of y'all need a hug.
Big fucking hug.
In your life, because this is just... this is, again, a developmental dysfunction that has just grown into a big mass.
Seriously.
Where all them people just got, you know, mommy and daddy issues. You know what I'm saying? And this is the fallout from that era that we all came up in. Because if people think that there's not going to be a ramification and a fallout for being involved in a nuclear biological war, which was crack cocaine, they dropped the atom bomb on us. And we talking about, the CDC put out a zombie point. No, nigga, we grew up living around zombies. Like, I just drove through Bankhead, and the spirit of the lands have conversation with me. So it was like, our people, because it was all of these houses that are still, you know, boarded up.
Is this in Atlanta?
Yeah.
I just have to say that because
Atlanta real estate is crazy.
Listen,
this is the hottest market on the planet, but there's still houses and hoods that are so dense with the energy that they're still boarded up because there was so much death and destruction in that house, mm-hmm. in that bando. And it was like our children participated in making toxic concoctions to turn human beings into zombies for the almighty dollar. Mm-hmm. And they didn't take that shit and turn it into gold. They didn't turn that into gold. They didn't make buy property and build my community up. The very bando that you engage, that you turn into a tool shed for the devil, that shit is a $2 million property right now.
That's why I have to ask you, was you talking about Atlanta? Because when I was down there, you know, my girlfriend, Nicole Love, she drove me all through there. And she was showing me, like, I wasn't interested in the population and the popular parts. I wanted to really get into the real down south, really part about it. And
yes, yes.
She showed me the south. Yeah, she said, yo, look at, this is what they're doing. You know what I mean? This, and I couldn't believe how boarded up and it was so many homeless people. And she took me to another part. I'm not really familiar with the names like that yet, but she showed me how they took those where it was the hood, the ghetto, took those places, and now they turn them into luxury condominiums. Like
they then took, I'm like, luxury.
Wow. Yeah, she showed me a lot. Showed me
$1 million units right in the hood.
Yep, right in the hood. You ain't lying. It was right there.
You know what I mean? And we haven't even realized our own value, even in the underworld.
That's what we. That's,
we selling ourselves short, even in the dark. We devoid of value, even in that realm.
Sad, yo. This is why.
You know what I'm saying? The real come up was the bando you was using to turn these people out. They could never give you the return on investment that you're looking for. But who took the money and made something of it? Who made it make sense?
Almighty.
And we just participated in Grim Reaping for what? And now we got to deal with the offspring, the people who seen that, who participated. You know, the sins of the father visit the child. It's a whole lot of shit going on.
Tell me about it. That's why we on this phone right now, trying to really get to the bottom of it.
Work through this.
Because it's really, really getting to be really. We talking about recession and all that stuff. Man, listen, we ain't going to have nothing to have to recess. You dig what I'm saying? You know, we got to save these kids. These kids are really out here asking. And all we doing is videotaping it and putting it out there and publicizing it. No one is trying to fix the cure. Nobody's trying. Just like with everything that's going on. That's why I had to take a step back off of social media and look within myself and look at my grandson and see what was going on with him. And that was the best decision I could have ever did, because if I'm not right and I'm not complete and he's not right, not complete, then what am I adding to my existence? You know what I'm saying? I'm existing for what? Like, nah, I'm existing to make sure he exists longer and carry on my legacy. So if I lose him now to what's going on in society, I would have failed myself. You understand me? So you got to pay attention, people. And I know every time, you're not only when I get with Brother Pill, it is what it is, because even though I might be all over the place, I pay great attention to shit. I do my own autopsy before I'm dead. I open up this head, start looking in the corners of crevices and shit and figure out, yo, okay, Jackie, what are you really taking in? What is this database really taking in right now? What are you putting out? You know what I mean? Like, really and honestly. So you got to take a step sometime, really analyze what's going on. And I say this to all the families and listeners that's listening. Man, pay attention to your kids. Pay attention to them. Please pay attention. Don't be thinking it's not all about giving
them
the flyers.
Some attention and you will get a return on your investment. Ooh. Listen to this. Pay them. Mm. Pay them some attention. Mm. Almost like that is their, they get chores, like you're paying them.
Yes.
Right? Invest in them.
Yes.
Invest your time, invest your energy. You could just sit and listen to them. You don't even got to say nothing. You could conserve your energy and just be a master listener. Challenge yourself to just say, let me ask them what's on their mind and just listen.
Yes. You know, I was just watching Shangad, whatever it is. Oh, my, I love this man. He's a yoga teacher, and he said that. They asked him, you know,
Sanguru,
yeah. Oh, I love that man. He's so deep, man. Do you agree with a lot of things that he says before I even go further?
Yes.
Oh, my God, he's the truth. So they asked him, and they showed a plaque. I think there's a school of education, this white man that does it. And so I watch him daily every night. And so he asked Shankar, he said, I asked you this a couple years ago. So he asked him last night. And he said, what is the three things you could leave us with? You know, because he's blowing the interview of mine away with everything that he asked him and everything what was his name again?
Shanguru
asked, replies. He just got to go, whoa. Oh, my God, whoa. So he asked him, what is the three things you would leave us with? He said, I didn't answer you the last time, but I answer you now. He said, shut up and listen.
Right. That's the most important thing.
Well, he said, shut up, listen, right. and hear. Yes, either hear. Well, he said, yes, shut up, listen, and hear. Something to that effect. Yo, it's so the truth.
Right.
It's such the biggest thing right now. You got to start
ego, right. Take your ego off your shoulders, put it on leash.
Mm.
You know, you don't kill your ego. You don't divest yourself of your ego. You manage your ego.
Mm.
And sometimes practicing the superpower of listening, right, helps you develop the ability to, you know, keep your ego under control. Put it on a leash.
Exactly.
It's like, yo, I don't always got to respond. I always got to have an answer for something.
Mm.
I don't always have to be the know-it-all. Sometimes I could be the student. Sometimes I can allow my child to feel like they're the teacher.
That's exactly what I did. I grabbed Josiah into I grabbed him from out of his room. I said, turn off the game right now. Come in here. Yeah. And he was listening.
You're the student in their classroom. They're going to tell you things about yourself that you never knew. They're going to tell you things about themselves that you couldn't possibly know.
Mm.
So it would do you your best to listen to them.
Listen. That's
They're
right.
going to be the continuation of you. Your legacy continues through them. So you want to know, and you want them to know, but you want them to know that you care enough to know that they're willing enough to listen to you. You got to listen to them so they'll be willing enough to listen to
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Goes hand in hand.
How important it is for them to listen to you. Do they know in their heart of hearts that if they needed you to listen to them, that you would be there? Right? You got to weigh that shit out. Put that on a scale, my nigga.
Mm.
And whatever you come up with, that's where your work needs to be.
That's right.
You feel me? If you think that you've over-delivered and you're getting under results, then you really have to make a whole nother assessment.
And pay more close attention.
All I do is listen. And all I do is listen. And they still won't listen to me. Then you got to go a little bit deeper. And really, you know, call for some intervention at some point. But if you have not gotten to that place, once you've weighed it out, where you can honestly step back and say, oh, I'm there, I'll listen. You know what I'm saying? Do you allow them to finish their comment without cutting them off and making a return comment? That's not listening.
Mm-hmm.
Listening is allowing them
to speak,
you know,
to clearly to the
get
end.
The whole, mm-hmm. Yeah, get it all out to the end. Get the whole spit out.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That is so true, because I'm telling you, you know, for those that know me, that's listening to the podcast, and for those that don't know me, know that, you know, we are like hood educated. You know what I mean? We are a product of our environment. And so to have a grandchild in this area, this time, you know what I mean? They kind of know who you are, and then you have instillments of what you don't accept and what you do accept. But all of that sometimes go out the door, because you got to understand this is their time. You know what I mean? What I would recommend and what I would say, you know, of course, I had to kind of look back and say, boy, who you think you're talking to? Or what the, you know, what you doing? What, nigga, blah, blah. You got to kind of like, well, hold up. This is a whole different entity right here. It's a whole different type of mental game going on now. So you got to know how to play the game. Yeah. This is what I'm trying to specify clearly with them.
The parenting and the grandparenting.
Yes.
Acknowledgement is deep, because at some point you got to wake up to the fact that you realize you're playing their game.
Yeah. Exactly. You hit it perfectly. Yeah.
You playing their game. You need them more than they need you right now.
Yes.
So you playing their game.
And if you love them, not to cut blue pill, you love your kids really and honestly, and you think that, you know, it's too much for you, just keep loving them. And just, I'm telling you, I'm talking from my own experience these last couple of months. I had to do the same thing. I told my grandson I would never give up on him. I kept on putting that in his head over and over. And even times when I went to beat the shit out of him, I went to fuck him up so bad, to just let him know who I was and my power. I had to throw that in the back and throw my little, oh, okay. Nah, all right, I understand. All right, you know, I understand, because when they rebel, when they're rebelling, you got to hold them even more and hug them and kiss them and sit down and talk to them and rub them their back. Because a lot of times, you know, we don't hug our kids, we don't tell them we love them. That's all that tough shit we doing, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, right. You know, we'll say,
let them know. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, we'll say that, you know, that's for the family that lives in the green part of the world, so to speak. You know, it's for everyone. When you love and you have love within, you gotta do some mathematical thinking in your head, add and subtract certain things, and then before you can even give an answer, think about it. It's like then you start playing chess. You don't think about playing checkers and making a smart move out of your mouth or your reaction. Take your time to play chess and to say something or move strategically to show them that you're there and you understand. Because these kids can be very, very, very crafty. They're very smart. You know what I mean? And a lot of them play us. They try to play. They need to figure out what. Yeah, they try to push your buttons to see what they can get away with it. And if you don't,
And your grandchildren, y'all are dealing with your grandparents.
Yes.
Ooh. Right now. And your grandchildren, you are dealing with your grandparents. They are super crafty. They're super smart. They know the subtleties. You know what I'm saying? They can see things that you can't. They can hear things that you don't.
Oh, my God.
You feel me?
They don't believe it, Paul. They don't understand this shit is real.
Over on them. And what I'm saying is that they don't need you, and you need them more than they need you. Is that, yeah, you could cut a cord on them. Some of them, they'll find a way. It might not be the most honest way. It might not look the best, but they have it within them to survive, even in the wild, even in places that you think that they can't. But you can't find another grandchild to continue your bloodline and your legacy, right? You're playing their game.
Y'all better really take heed to this podcast right here, because this don't get no realer than this. When I tell you, they study you. If you look at the babies now when they're born, you ever see how they stare at you? They stare into, they pierce into you.
Yeah.
Like they can
they
really,
pierce through you.
Yeah, they pierce through you. And I've been, because me, I tell you this and I share this with everyone, please study your grand. Study these new babies, because they are not of this world. They have a lot of different energies that's running around in them, and they're moved to the tune of what they see, because of course, you know, they're actually watching television a lot now. They're listening to trap music. They're watching everything, people style and everything. They're gonna adapt to something, you know what I'm saying? But it's your job to make sure that you grab a hold of all the adapting that they're doing and making sure that they know exactly to make the choices that are smart. Not being a follower, but being their own leader and putting them in place and pocket for them to feel like they are leading and not being followed, or not them being followed fashions, how we used to say back in those days. Because it's very important for you to analyze and watch these youths nowadays. You got to study them. It's like you're going back to school, you're doing homework. You just can't sit there from your old teaching. These are new teachings, and you have to study them. Study them so you know what to give the proper answers and the directions to them. These are some really different type of creatures right now, so to speak. You know what I mean? And that's why a lot of them are losing their, you know, trying to commit suicide.
They are the latest iteration of a vibration that existed since the beginning of time, right? And light coalesces as intelligence into the physical matter where we have bodies, people. They have the latest information from this universe. These are the children that are going to grow up competing against computers. These are the children that are going to grow up with automated cars. These are the children going to grow up with everything of automation. These are the children that are going to have to outthink quantum computers. So they are formatted and retrofitted different You can tell by the 2-week-old child is able to hold their head up.
Oh, my God.
You can tell by the child that's 2 months that's talking. You can tell by all of these advanced beings that rational explanations cannot explain, right? But again, us with a scientific mind, and we know what we're looking at, and we understand what the sun is and the type of frequency that is giving off right now, right? Mm-hmm. And that mandates that it has to be a different form of human born. Hmm. What we're saying is that, yeah, you can lie to yourself, but you can no longer lie to the universe, goddammit.
Yeah.
And your children are coming in the purest form of this universe, because this is man's last showdown. He has a decision to make. And that's going to be his showdown between him and the machine.
Mm.
Is man going to mount the machine, or is a machine going to mount a man? That's the last, you know, that's the last decision that needs to be made before this thing goes to where it's going. And your children are going to be the ones that are going to be faced with that. So you have an assignment of a lifetime to prepare them to not only carry your bloodline, but carry the last lifeline of humanity.
The intelligence.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Would it even be to be a human?
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's gonna be settled in your child's generation. So you really gotta get your shit together.
I'm telling you, and if a lot
child
of people
is not here for your bullshit, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That nigga shit that you want is not gonna be suffice to make the quantum leap, my niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Check that one out.
Real, real big
so
fucking
these
time.
These children, yeah, like, the ratchets is giving birth to little baby quantum scientists and physicists. They don't know, the parents don't know none of that shit. The children already come in knowing all that shit already. They be like the little babies you put at the piano, they know how to play. That's what type of babies is being born.
Man. Let me just sum it up for them real, because they better get back and really understand and go watch The Terminator. If they don't know nothing else, go back and watch that movie fully detailed and understand what that movie is trying to show people or we're trying to tell. You know, we have the television that tell a lie vision. Well, you got some movies that's out there that's telling you the vision, telling you the real vision, because we're living it. We're living it right now. All that stuff that you think is not going to be, oh, you see niggas is almost getting ready to put flying cars out here. You see the scooters, the one scooters, all that stuff. So could you imagine what's in our kids, them? What exactly what they're thinking? What they come already with, like Paul said? They come already equipped. They are ready for this new world. You got to get ready. That's what we got to
do. Yeah. And if you want to test this theory out, put a phone in their hand. You want to test this theory out?
Hmm.
Put a tablet in their hand. And then ask yourself, how do they know how to operate those things better than you do and they a couple months old, right?
Hmm.
Ask yourself real, real questions that are uncomfortable ones right now so you can wake up to the fact that we are living.
Living in the truth. Living in the truth. Paul, I think we lost you. Can't hear you. But definitely what he's saying, that we're living in the truth. And what I'm trying to say is the same thing that he's trying to, you know, add to. Are you here? Paul?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Finish finish your part. You were saying something.
I'm just saying that we're living in light. And we're living in truth. And the universe expects more of you at this point. So, you know, dig deep, rise to the occasion. And you know, let's take control of the chaos and the madness.
Chaos.
You know, let's be parents. Let's be real parents to our village,
yes,
our community, ourselves.
Yeah, you could look forward to seeing Blue Pill and I doing something with the youths. I'll be in Atlanta sometime next week, hopefully, and we're gonna start really putting together some really great events that can really actually fit a glove with what's going on with a lot of these kids out here, hand in hand, getting them out there, like we said, and letting them, you know, speak their voice, letting them tell us what they would like to see. I remember when I was young, I tell people all the time I used to be a voice advocate, you know what I mean? Asking us to go out. I saw that the other day. I hope you saw that little 14-year-old, 13-year-old girl when she was speaking to the Senate office, and she said she's 13, and she said, y'all are older than me, and if I got to look up to y'all to make things right, well, y'all doing a poor job. Because I'm not, you know, I don't feel protected with y'all. Did you see that? You remember that little 13-year-old girl?
Yes.
That was deep. That was so deep. You know, for her to be saying that she don't feel protected because she's young and she's looking towards them to make all her life better, you know, that's sad. That's really sad. You know, to be walking around here traumatizing, you know, seeing kids or someone walk into a school and just shooting innocent kids like that. And we still have the causes of what making it happen, the guns. You know what I mean? We're still allowing this to happen every day. You know, it's just really crazy. So what can we do? We need to come out and really open up our voices and our mind and start really putting things together that's going to change things. Because what we need is change. And every time I get on here, I say it 100 times. People attract good people in your life if you really want to be a part of something. Hurt people attract hurt people, and hurt people hurt people. There are people that you could get with, and you know, if you want to make a difference, try to really get a reach out to them and see what you can do. So these are things that's out here. You know, I mean, people always try to make excuse. Oh, shit ain't gonna never change. Yeah, because exactly what you just said out of your mouth. Shit ain't gonna never change because you are part of the never change. Period. Paul?
And with that said, you know, that's an exclamation point. I can't put none on top of that.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. You know, let them know how to get in touch with you as usual. And whatever events you have coming up, you know, please share.
Yes. Again, it was an honor to be a guest on this amazing program. I can't wait to do some tangible work in the community with some of these youth. They need it. I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, it's definitely the change that we're looking for. They can contact me via Instagram at BluePillar44, PILLAR44. And only that one page, not the fake pages. You got to type the whole name out.
Mm-hmm.
And you have, Edge Media.
Mm-hmm. You have an event coming up at the King's Theater too, I heard, I believe, of being a part of it, right?
At the King's Theater in Brooklyn?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not that I know of.
Okay. Well, someone hit me about that too the other day. Well, okay, fine. So
yes.
All your handles, YouTube, Twitter, whatever you're into.
Yeah, Nodal Edge Media on YouTube. You can check out some of the classics on Black Magic 363. And also have one going viral right now on Earn Your Leisure on the High Level Conversations with 19 Keys. Mm-hmm. That's an amazing 3-hour conversation.
I watched the whole thing. Yeah, I watched it. I just sent them. I watched the whole thing the other night. Those guys are really doing great things. Just before we leave, could you tell them a little bit about that spiritual retreat that you did with Everybody in the Moon, just to give them a little bit more about it?
Yes, on June 11th, we went to the Stone Mountain in the morning at sunrise, and we brought 100 plus people out there, and, you know, we just made that a proclamation just to take over the energy of that mountain that they say that the KKK was founded on. And a few days later, when the full moon, the Sagittarius supermoon came in, we went at night and we did a prayer for the Buffalo shooting victims, because it was a month to the day that they had been killed.
Thank you.
So we went to say their names, and we also, you know, wanted to make a prayer over the city for the children of Atlanta who have been impacted, you know, by the violence in the city. And the summer's not even here yet. So there's a lot of children losing their lives in Atlanta. And we want to counter that energy, you know. And these are some very tumultuous times, you know, that people have to really draw the line of, you know, what part of this war you're going to be on. Sitting on the sideline and in the bleachers is no longer suffice. Like, they're really trying to turn up, you know, a frequency and an energy that is gonna, you know, make our babies want to be on demon time. You feel me? And yeah, we can't sit back and allow that.
We really can't. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we wanted to say the again, you know, if our family is losing their lives because racism and hatred still exists, then we want to make sure that, you know, we are in the KKK's backyard, you know, and they hear these names, you know. We beat on these drums and we beat on these bells and we say their names, you know, as loud as it needs to be said, but you're not going to forget, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to be able to, you know what I'm saying, like, hide in silence while we got to open the crime public, you know what I'm saying, because of this BS.
Right.
So, you know, it's really time to sing a new tune and you know what I mean, create a new resonant frequency in this country, in these cities, on this planet, in this galaxy. You know, it's really that time that you got to proclaim what side are you on.
And why are you existing, period? Because, you know, a lot of times people don't understand that you're only here to be able to bring something to the world. You know what I'm saying? You're only here limited. You're limited. Your time, that's why we all have to die. Because we're not here forever. We have to understand why you're here. What is your purpose? What did you bring to this?
Passing through.
Yes, right. You're passing. Exactly. Passing, so what did you do with your life? You know what I mean?
Like,
man. They really got to wake up, man. But this was solely, you know, I wanted to address our youth and what you can do. You know what I mean? We wanted you to just pay a little bit more attention and be patient. You know what I mean? Love hard. You know what I'm saying? Just love and try to understand and let them speak to you, too. They have a voice. Let them be heard. Okay?
Let them be heard. Yes.
Yes, let them be heard.
They have a lot to say. You know? They are energetic human beings. You know, keep in mind that within that 10-year-old, there is a 40, a 50, and a 60-year-old. You know, all of the energy and the potentiality in that body that exists when it's 60 is present right now at 10. Keep that in mind. Allow them to be heard. They have something to say.
Yes.
Right? There's an oak tree inside of that seed.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be fooled by the size of the seed. There's an oak tree in it. Respect it as such. And with that, peace, love, and light.
Thank you, Blue Pearl, again, for being one of the best part of Front Row with Jackie Rowe. Thank you.
Indeed. Thank you.